And we welcome you to the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report, our first one of the season. Nice to have you with us. I'm Brent Apperson, joined now by Broken Bow Girls Head Wrestling Coach Marissa Campbell. Wow, here we are. The season is upon us.
I know. It's strange to think that I'm already back here.
Yeah, it seems like just a few weeks ago that I was talking to you to wrap up last season.
I know.
And now here we are. I thought good opening week for you. Can't wait to get your thoughts on how the season started. We'll get to the Cozad invite here in a moment. I know that was your first big overall meet of the year, but you actually started on the mat this past Thursday in a duel against Northwest, a program that, if you look at it, since girls wrestling has started, has been a very solid girls wrestling program. Quite the challenge for your girls in the second year of the program to open up the season against them. Just give us your overall thoughts on just hitting the mat for the first time against them.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we gave up a lot of opens just because we don't have quite the full team that we're hoping for, and eventually we'll be there and be as competitive as they are. But, yes, they have a very solid foundation as a wrestling team. You know, each of their girls looked very good, and so it gave us an idea of what we needed to work on, you know, where we were falling short, what things we needed to do to get better, because in the future, you know, we want to be just as successful and just as strong as that program is.
Coming out of that, you then on the very next day go to Cozad for the Cozad invite, and we'll give some results here in a moment, but boy, it looked like your girls really wrestled well. Were you happy with the response they gave? I mean, sometimes it's not super easy, especially early in the year, when you got to wrestle one day and then you come right back and wrestle the next day. Pleased with the way the girls responded on Friday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I felt like they took what they needed to out of Thursday and they turned it around. They showed up and they were ready to work.
Was looking at the results, and of course you had three girls qualify for state a year ago. All three are back. How awesome is that?
It's good.
And they all won their weight class on Friday. So right there you see how these three probably, I'm guessing, are going to be your leaders this year. And we're talking about Zoe Jones in her weight class, 120, Stacy Medina Lopez at 170, and then Ida Bumgarner, champion, at 190. Boy, what a great way for them to start.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those are three of our leaders. Two of them, Zoe and Ida, are our team captains. Once again, they were our team captains last year. Those two are always going to step up, show that leadership, and Stacy right there along with them.
You have some young girls who have stepped in. Another one who has the last name of Jones is on your team. Talk about Layla just a little bit. Her first opportunity to get into the mix and wrestled really good for you on Friday.
She did. She did. She wrestled extremely well. At 125, she was a runner-up. That's Zoe's little sister. It's good to have them, both of them. You know, they're both extremely competitive girls. We try not to let them practice together.
I was going to ask you if they spar at all in the wrestling room.
Yes. So we try to keep siblings away from each other during the wrestling, during practice. Just makes things a little bit simpler. She has done really well for us. She's working hard, you know. She's still a little bit younger. She does come with plenty of experience, though.
Yeah. Another girl who medaled in the top four for you, and I'm sure that you're expecting great things from her. That's Alexis Flaster. Alexis, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think just kind of jumped into girls wrestling a year ago.
Yes.
And now here she is just continuing to grow in the sport, gets third for you on Friday. I'm sure you're excited about that.
Yes. Yes. It's nice to see her growth in the sport. You know, last year was a first year for her, and as a junior, you know, like you said, she just kind of jumped into it, and so it's been exciting to see her progress, and already, you know, we're seeing her medal at meets, at a meet that she did not medal at last year, and so to see that is phenomenal, and we're just excited to see you know, how she grows throughout the season.
Yeah. Anything else from either the duel or the invite that maybe we haven't talked about that kind of struck you from a coach's perspective coming out of the opening week?
I was really happy with team placing at COSAD because we did not place as a team the year prior. Last year there were a lot of large teams there, and there were still several large teams mm-hmm. at this meet. So, to walk away with second place runner, or, you know, tournament runner up with only eight girls is just outstanding, you know, and we couldn't be more proud, of what they've accomplished in this first week.
This week, I believe you go to Stapleton for the yes. Sand Hills Valley invite. Opportunity to see different competition again. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a rather large meet. I think you got a lot of teams who are coming to this thing.
It is a large, large meet. So this is probably one of our largest meets. Uh-huh. We see a lot of teams. Now, some of the teams are like we are. They're smaller. They're only bringing a handful. Which is great. You know, it's a good opportunity for us to get to see them. We'll get a lot of matches, a lot of high-level matches mm-hmm. that we are expecting.
So. This week of practice, coming out of the opening week of competition, have you felt good about what you've seen in the early part of this week, practice-wise?
Yes.
It's always a work in progress, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's a work in progress. We've been able to watch all of our film, checking on things like, hey, we need to work on this, or this is something that I noticed we struggled with over the weekend that we need to practice a little bit more to make ourselves more confident. You know, it needs to be muscle memory. It needs to be a reaction instead of having to stop and think about what do I do next. So just kind of working on getting the girls comfortable to that point where it is a reaction instead of thinking about what comes next. I know that we've had a couple of girls taking it easy this at the beginning of this week, just got worked over a little hard
yeah.
in order to secure those champions.
Mm-hmm.
We got worked over a little bit hard, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the start to the season. Wish you the best this weekend, and can't wait to visit with you each and every week during the course of the year.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.